Hi, everyone. Hey, all listeners and PHAN fans. This is a bonus PSA that I've been meaning to post for a while now. Because, as a lot of you may have seen on various social media, there's concern circulating right now in the fandom about what's going to happen to the big flagship productions, the London and Broadway productions of the show. Obviously, they've been closed down for the past few months because of that shitty little thing called COVID-19. But the concern now is for what happens to them when we all finally come out of social distancing and live theater as we know it is able to finally resume. Because there have been kind of mixed and conflicting messages coming from the various powers that be. At first, both RUG, that'd be the really useful group, Andrew Lloyd Webber's production company, and Cameron McIntosh were saying it's absolutely going to reopen, it'll come back bigger and better than ever. But then, as some of you may have seen, back last Tuesday on the 28th, Cameron McIntosh published this article in the Evening Standard saying, no, the London production is going to permanently close, which stunned and horrified a lot of us and broke many hearts in the fandom. But now RUG is contradicting that and saying, no, it's not permanently closed. We're just taking advantage of having to close down anyway because of the pandemic, to do some long overdue and much needed, apparently, renovations to Her Majesty's Theatre and to the sets, and that it will reopen and it will be Hal Prince and Gillian Lynn and Maria Bjornsson's original design, just refurbished. And I'll put links to where you can read about all of this in the blurb for this episode and in a blog post as usual. But anyway, there's a lot of confusion as to what is really going to happen with the flagship productions. Some of us are reassured, and some of us are not. Mainly the concern, though, is to make sure that when they do reopen the London and Broadway productions, that it is the full, brilliant original. Again, RUG has promised that it will be, and Cameron McIntosh has sort of as well, but they also okayed the Lawrence Connor production that I talked about back in episode 15, I think it was. So, speaking personally, I have to admit that that causes me some concern. But thankfully, there are things that us fans can do. So, first of all, there are a couple of change.org petitions that folks can sign that I'll put links to in the blurb and the blog post for this PSA thing, and I've signed both of them. And then also, folks can write to Cameron McIntosh either by snail mail or by email and let him know that we want the full brilliant original back, and that, yes, there is an audience waiting for it to return. And of course, we can communicate that to him and RUG on social media as well. And then lastly, of course, we can write letters to the editor and things like that, especially to papers and such in London in the UK, where Cameron McIntosh and RUG are both based, though any major paper or media outlet would be good as well. And then, of course, we can also write or call into magazines and podcasts and TV shows and radio programs that focus on theater and on the arts. And we can talk about what the show and the flagship productions in particular mean to us personally, how they've impacted us personally, and the impact they've had culturally. Because I don't think it's overstating to say that Phantom is one of the most significant cultural phenomena of the past half century. So I'm definitely going to be doing that and throwing whatever clout I have as an academic and content creator behind the efforts to, as the new hashtag goes, save the brilliant original. And of course, I wanted to invite all fans and listeners along to do the same if you feel so inspired. So thanks. Thanks very much for listening, and I'll be back soon with the next full episode.